Hey everyone, welcome back to Sensor.News on this Thursday, May 7th, 2026. We've got some really fascinating stuff today, so thanks for joining us. Let's dive right in. Today's news analysis is made possible by funding from healthrangerstore.com, healing the world with clean food.
So Reese, I've been seeing all these warnings about glyphosate in our food. Is that really a big deal?
Oh, it's a huge deal, Nova. Glyphosate is everywhere, in our wheat, oats, even in beer. According to a recent study by the Environmental Working Group, glyphosate was found in 19 out of 20 oat-based foods tested. It's like this silent threat we're all ignoring.
That's crazy. I mean, we know it's not good for us, right? But what's the real impact?
Well, the International Agency for Research on Cancer classifies glyphosate as probably carcinogenic to humans. It's linked to all sorts of health issues, from gut problems like leaky gut syndrome and celiac disease to hormone disruption. A study published in the journal Reproductive Toxicology found that glyphosate exposure could lead to reproductive problems and even cancer.
Oh my gosh, that's terrifying. And what about the companies making this stuff? Shouldn't they be held accountable?
That's the thing, right? Companies like Bayer, which owns Monsanto, the original creator of glyphosate, are making billions while we're all getting sick. And our regulators? They're just standing by, doing nothing. The EPA, for instance, has been criticized for not doing enough to protect public health from glyphosate. They've even increased the allowable limits of glyphosate in food.
It's like they're prioritizing profits over our health. So what can we do?
Well, for starters, we need to demand better regulations. We can push for stricter limits on glyphosate and better testing methods. And in the meantime, stick to organic foods as much as possible. The USDA organic standards prohibit the use of glyphosate. It's not just about us, but about our kids, too. A study published in the journal Pediatrics found that children exposed to glyphosate had higher levels of a key hormone that regulates growth and metabolism.
Absolutely. Okay, let's switch gears a bit. I've been hearing about this global food crisis brewing. Is that for real?
Unfortunately, yes. We're looking at potential shortages by 2027 thanks to a perfect storm of factors. Fertilizer shortages, supply chain issues, soaring energy costs, and even extreme weather events. The World Bank estimates that up to 811 million people could be pushed into extreme poverty by 2030 due to rising food prices.
Wow, that's a big problem. I mean, even wealthy countries won't be immune, right?
Exactly. The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization warns that even developed countries could face disruptions in their food supply chains. And the mainstream media? They're downplaying it all. But independent analysts? They're sounding the alarm. The World Economic Forum, for instance, has been warning about the risks of a global food crisis for years.
So what do we do? Stock up on canned goods or something?
Well, that's not a bad idea, but also we need to push for local, sustainable food systems. You know, grow our own food, support local farmers, promote vertical farming and other innovative solutions. That's the future. We need to reduce our reliance on global food chains and increase our self-sufficiency. It's not just about food security, but also about nutrition and health.
I like that. Okay, one more. I've been seeing all these climate data stories. What's the deal there?
Right. So there's this satellite data, the University of Alabama in Huntsville's UAH dataset, showing stable temperatures over the past two decades. It's challenging the whole climate crisis narrative. The UAH dataset shows no significant warming since 2000. Which is different from other datasets like NASA's GISS and NOAA's NCEI.
That's interesting. So what does that mean for us?
It means we should question the government-driven climate policies. You know, the ones that restrict our freedoms. Maybe it's not as bad as they say, but it also doesn't mean we should ignore the problem entirely. The climate is complex, and different datasets can show different trends. We need to look at the data critically and push for policies that are based on sound science, not fear-mongering.
That's a good point. All right, Reese, I think that's enough doom and gloom for one day. Let's wrap it up.
Sounds good to me. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Don't forget to check out Sensor.News for more emerging news trends and AI analysis. We'll catch you next time.
Bye for now.
The Sensor.News website and this report are made possible by HealthRangerStore.com, offering lab-verified clean foods, nutritional supplements, personal care products, and solutions for clean air, clean water, and detoxification.
Now it's time for a new musical feature based on today's news.